With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. The northern region of the U.S. Forest Service has a new director of fire, aviation, and air. Ralph Rao will oversee fire management programs spanning 25 million acres of forests and grasslands in Montana, North Idaho, North Dakota, and part of South Dakota.
And that includes our ground forces, aviation, and air. And the air part is just involved with air quality, smoke management.
So no pressure here then.
Yeah, no pressure.
Rao replaces Patty Copenall, who recently retired. He served in the Marine Corps and worked in timber management in the private sector prior to taking up with the Forest Service in 1985. Most recently, he served as deputy forest supervisor on the Nez Perce Clearwater National Forests in North Idaho. Firefighting's a tough job under the best of circumstances. It's only getting more difficult as fire seasons are starting earlier, lasting longer, and burning more intensely. Rao says climate change is one of the biggest challenges facing the Forest Service.
The frequency of those large seasons, as you well know, has gotten closer and closer and closer. The risk levels and stuff I think that people have now compared to when I was out pounding the ground myself is much higher. The large fire frequency, the fire behavior, it occurs more and more and more often. It's not going to go away.
Rao says firefighter safety is a top priority.
I started rookie as a smoke jumper in 1986. And so when I think back to those times and then, you know, where we are now, the measure of safety that we've introduced into the program is huge.
He says wildfire fighters are now explicitly told to trust their own instincts.
To keep themselves and their people safe and have every expectation if somebody has that feeling, like you said, that this is not working, it's not safe, that is the time to say, okay, we're going to back off, I'm going to get my people off of this, we're going to reassess, and then they'll reengage. They'll come up with a different plan.
That's particularly relevant now as more firefighters are being asked to protect homes in the wildland-urban interface. According to 2010 census data, 99 million Americans, roughly one-third of the American population, lives in those fire-prone zones. That's forcing fire agencies to make difficult decisions.
You know, last year, the case in point, where I was on the Nez Perce Clearwater, and, you know, we had all the fires in Kamiai and stuff, and so what we just had to do there was we had to focus on the threat to those communities, and we directed most of our resources to assist the state with those fires. That did cause some fires in the backcountry to be larger maybe than what they would have been, but we had to take care of that threat to life and property.
Rao urges Montanans to be exceptionally careful with fire this summer.
You know, we are getting rain right now, which is a very nice thing, and, you know, it'll delay things, but as we progress through the season and depending on how hot of a July we end up having, we could still be pretty well primed for fires in August. And, you know, heading into the 4th of July weekend, I'd still caution people to be careful with fire.
That's Ralph Rao, the new director of fire, aviation, and air for the northern region of the U.S. Forest Service. He says he'll soon be reaching out to meet with officials from other partner fire agencies on the local, state, and regional levels. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.